You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Hi everyone and welcome to another Money Halakha class. You can get this class and all previous classes as well as high quality resolution and speed options from our website at moneyhalakha.com. Today we're going to be speaking about what happens on Shabbos when you have a worker or a delivery man gives you something, and at the end of the day, we're not going into what happened, how they got to your house or how any work was done. That was what we spoke about or we will speak about. But at the end of the day, sometimes they require a signature from you to confirm that they delivered the package or the work was done. Now, the question is that obviously you are not allowed to sign that paper because as we're talking about on Shabbos right now. But are you allowed to tell the goy, the person who is asking for the signature, that he should sign in your name? Many times, person can sign, you get something on Shabbos. So what people happen to do is they say, yeah, sign for me because I can't sign on Shabbat. Now, the question is are you allowed to do that? What's the question? It's because there might be an issue there. The question is, if it's Amir al-Akum, you're not allowed to tell a goy to do something on Shabbos, which you yourself are not allowed to do. So if you're not allowed to sign a paper on Shabbos, so you wouldn't be able to tell a goy to do it on Shabbos either. So we're bringing from the Sefer over here called Commerce and Shabbos by Rabbi Yosef Kushner. And he brings over here that such a thing is actually not allowed for the reasons which we said. It would be a blatant Isser transgression of Amir al-Akum, because just like you can't sign that paper and put your signature, you cannot tell him to sign for you. So therefore, you would not be able to do that. So what can you do? So we're saying that the Isra of Amir al-Akum is to tell the goy, you're instructing him to do something which you are not allowed to do yourself. But if you would just say, I don't mind if you would sign in my name, or I wouldn't care if you signed in my name, so you are not instructing the goy to do anything or do any malacha on Shabbos. And therefore that would be allowed. Now I just want to specifically say, please do not learn out from this case to any other cases about hinting to a goy or not, because it's not the same in every case. Don't start thinking you can hint to a goy to start doing all malachas you want on Shabbos. I'm talking about this specific case. When they want a signature from you, you cannot tell them to sign in your name, but you are allowed to say, I wouldn't care if you signed in my name. If they go ahead and they sign the paper, or they do it, then that's not a problem. Thank you very much, and have a good Shabbos.